Nearly 35 years after the fall of communism, Poland is again grappling with what it means to be a democracy. Its election next month could be the most important in decades for this country of 40 million people now bordering a war on NATO's eastern flank. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports from the campaign trail in northern Poland.
A saxophone player wearing sunglasses rings in the election season at the University of Olsztyn in northern Poland. The stage is one of a dozen set up for Campus Polska, an event organized by the Civic Coalition, a group of political parties trying to unseat Poland's right-wing government. It's a week of eclectic music, political debate, and grassroots organization. Think Lollapalooza, but with smooth jazz, and in Poland. Premier Donald Tusk oraz prezydent Rafał Trzaskowski, wielkie brawa! An MC introduces Donald Tusk, the Civic Coalition's candidate for prime minister. The blonde 66-year-old, dressed in a crisp white button-down shirt and blue jeans, has an impressive resume. He served as Poland's prime minister a decade ago and as president of the European Council, the executive branch of the European Union. Today, though, in front of hundreds of students, he's drawing on his time as a member of Poland's Solidarity Movement, which led to the fall of communism nearly 35 years ago. Żeby wolność i demokracja, o którą moje pokolenie walczyło, the freedom and democracy that my generation fought for can also be yours if you fight too, he tells the students. Without your vigilance, democracy will not survive. And this is not just about Poland, he says. Many here, like 19-year-old Laura Gosiewska, are about to vote in their first national election.
I don't think we as a nation can survive another 4 years of destruction that has been happening for the last 8 years.
For nearly half of Gosiewska's life, Poland's ruling party, Law and Justice, has carried out a political agenda aimed to return the country to its conservative Catholic roots and to maintain its power for the foreseeable future. The ruling party has banned abortion, it opposes equal rights for the LGBTQ community, and it uses public media to champion the party's vision for the country. It's also made its once independent judiciary subordinate to the ruling party, a move that led the European Union to freeze tens of billions of dollars worth of funds to Poland for violating the bloc's democratic principles.
So if Law and Justice wins and will have a third term in front of them, then I think that this will have serious implications for democracy in this country.
Political analyst Andrzej Bobiński says Poles are voting on the survival of their democracy in this election.
Because we're going to be on our way towards a Hungarian scenario, meaning that it will be very difficult for the opposition, whoever that will be in the future, to retake power without a revolution of sorts, whatever that means in the 21st century. Because basically the system will be closed.
Latest polls show the Law and Justice Party barely ahead with 35% support. That's not enough to form a government without a coalition, and no other party is so far willing to join it. Even if Law and Justice were to lose, Bobiński says reversing its policies will be tough. That's because the country's president, Andrzej Duda, a member of Law and Justice, will remain. And the Constitutional Tribunal, a court that Law and Justice stacked with loyal judges, will continue to have the power to block legislation.
Either way, it's going to be chaos. Whatever happens, we're in for a period of chaos.
Members of Law and Justice do not see it this way. Parliamentarian Paweł Leszczycki says the reforms his party has made have improved Poland and not deteriorated the country's democracy in any way.
Spełniają standardy demokratyczne. Myślę, że
the presence of so many opposition parties proves democracy is alive and well in Poland, he says. The problem is not authoritarian rule in Poland, says Leszczycki, but that opposition against the ruling party is unable to unite. On the street in the capital Warsaw, a street musician plays for passersby like Bogdan Michalski. He's retired, and he says he's voting for Law and Justice. He thinks the party has overseen unprecedented economic improvement.
Kiedyś to było nie do pomyślenia.
There's a lot of construction, new roads, and everything is getting better, he says. Under the previous government, everything was neglected, and they just pocketed the money. Michalski says if Law and Justice stays in power, we'll have everything they have in the West. One Western thing Poland may not have, says former Polish Ombudsman for Citizens' Rights Adam Bodnar, will be democracy. And he says that should concern the rest of Europe and the U.S.
And in my opinion, it would be much more beneficial for the United States to cooperate with a typical democratic government than with a country that is going into some kind of authoritarian direction.
Especially one on the border of Ukraine, he says. Bodnar, a candidate for parliament in Warsaw, says the last thing the world needs is the reconstruction of Europe's Iron Curtain. Law and justice politician Paweł Lyszczycki says Poland's democracy is alive and well.
Myślę, że jeżeli mówimy o...
No nation in the world is more opposed to authoritarian rule than Poles are, he says. Every authoritarian ruler in the country's history, he says, has ended in a revolt. Poland's national election is scheduled for October 15th. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Warsaw.